for that is this week, Hampshire's 224 village halls are being recognised for the warm, welcoming and inclusive spaces that they provide, and some of the crucial services as well. From Action Hampshire, Jenny Denny joins me on Zoom. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you. Now, look, we did just have this conversation off air. Can I address your surname?
Jenny. Of course,
Jenny,
you can.
Denny. I thought maybe that was a showbiz thing and you had a second career, but it is your genuine surname, isn't it?
It is. I met my husband, and about 2 weeks into dating him, I said to him, "You do realise if I married you, I would be Jenny Denny." And I knew he was a keeper because he turned around to me and went, "I've already thought about that."
Wow. That sealed the deal.
It did, yeah. So, yes, if I'm in trouble, I'm Jennifer Denifer. If I'm all right, I'm Jenny Denny.
I love it. It's not the key reason you're on, but I hope you'll forgive me for going down that route with your surname. Tell me about Action Hampshire, first of all, and what you're doing.
Okay, so Action Hampshire, we're a VCSE organisation, so we encompass the voluntary community and social enterprises within Hampshire. And we're a facilitator, for want of a better word. We support the charities, social enterprises and other community kind of organisations in the area to achieve what they want to achieve. We help them with funding. We put on events for them. We bid for some pots of money and then we push it out to the charities. So we're currently running a Transport for Loneliness in conjunction with a couple of other organisations. So we're facilitating that and helping to get that project off the ground. And we've been celebrating our village hall this week because Action Hampshire pretty much started off as a village hall organisation. We've been working with them since the 50s.
Wow.
I was looking back through our archives the other day and we ran a competition about 60 years ago, and the prize for the village hall was 10 new chairs.
I mean, I'm laughing at that, but I bet that made a difference to local bottoms.
It was mega. It was mega back then. But yeah, we've had that link with them for, as said, since the 50s.
It's interesting to read as well. Action with Communities in Rural England, ACRE, did a bit of research about this. And they found that in a lot of countryside areas, and people in rural communities will already know this, I am sure, if you haven't got a village hall, if you happen to live somewhere that doesn't have a pub or has had a pub that has shut recently, because a lot have in many years, you don't have a hub for many local services and indeed just the social life of the village that you're in.
Exactly. I grew up in a village, and if it didn't happen in the village hall, it didn't happen. It was the first place I ever voted. It was the only place for a polling station. I got married. my reception was in a village hall.
Oh, wow.
Because I moved back to we had the wedding in the area, and I thought, well, only place is the village hall for the reception. You know, you've got the luncheon clubs for the elderly members of the village. You've got my nursery school was in the local village hall. And still is to this day. And I'm 30 now, and it's still being run out of that same village hall.
Great, and really appreciated in the area. So it's interesting, where we've been talking about this new sort of modern facet of life, really, like food banks, warm banks, or warm spaces, and we've been highlighting all the ones we can in the Solent area.
Brilliant.
Actually, village halls have been doing this for decades, haven't they? Without it being necessarily linked to the cost of bills at the moment, it is a place for people to come and different activities at different times.
Exactly. It is that warm, as we're championing this year with the campaign, the warm, welcoming, inclusive space. If you want to do anything in a space, the village hall is there for you.
So tell me about the campaign and what some of the Hampshire halls are doing for Village Hall Week.
Well, we've got so many things, different things going on. A lot of them have already got their standard things that they have, you know, their bookings, they've got their nursery schools, they've got their Pilates classes going on, you know, they can't kick out their regulars. We've got a few halls in the area are putting on some events to show off the spaces. We've got quite a lot of them have invested a lot of time and money to make themselves as widely usable as possible. So you've got ones that have put in sprung floors just in case you want to go ballroom dancing.
Could blame Strictly for that. The ballroom boom came with Strictly, didn't it?
Exactly. So we've got a lot of the halls in the area are doing a lot of promotion this week, having events where they've got their leaflets in there and showing what they can do. We're listing it on our Action Hampshire website. It would be too many for me to list right now. But they're kind of having a bit of a shout from the rooftops, as I say.
So if I look up Hampshire Action online then, Jenny, does that have a sort of list of times, places and all that kind of thing? And just noting actually where the support that you get and the charity grants and that kind of thing, where that goes in our part of the world?
Yes. So on our Action Hampshire website, we have in the Get Support With section, we've got a whole section on community buildings. Kevin Sawyers, our community buildings facilitator, has been working alongside Hampshire Village Halls for the last 15 years. There is nothing he doesn't know. He's fantastic. And so we've been compiling all of the information up on there. We've been pushing it out on our social media as well. So if anyone follows us on our Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at Action Hampshire, they'll be able to see the fantastic things that are happening in the area.
Fantastic. I'll encourage people to go and have a look at that website, Jenny. I need to ask you, when you got married, was this a Hampshire Village Hall or was this elsewhere in the country? Can I make a local link out of it?
Unfortunately, no. I grew up in Surrey, so
curses.
I went back to my parish. I know.
The
I
wrong
tried
side
to
of the border. I should have worked out that you didn't volunteer the information. I was thinking, oh, great, it was Kingsworthy or somewhere like that, and I will be able to get it in. But still demonstrates the value of the hall. Thank you for coming on to tell us about it. And for those who might not have known, it was Village Hall Week, Jenny. And I do have a look at the Action Hampshire website for things going on near you, and also the work you do, as you say, supporting people and getting grants and getting money and that kind of thing, because that's really crucial. And also the story of your surname, because I enjoyed that a lot. Jenny Denny, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you.
BBC Radio Solent, 10:47, also from Hampshire, not Surrey, Ward Thomas.